Hello, welcome to the Word of Life podcast. I hope you had a beautiful day. Today, Pastor Chris is sharing an inspiring thought titled, The Man and His Name. Hallelujah. The scripture reading is taken from Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. It says, "Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth." Hallelujah. Pastor says, in the third chapter of the book of Acts, we read that Peter healed a certain man who was crippled from birth. Hallelujah. The man, obviously filled with joy, threw his arms around Peter and John, ecstatic with praise to God. Hallelujah. What a day it would have been for that man. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All the people who recognized him ran up to where they were at Solomon's porch to see for themselves. Hallelujah. When Peter saw that he had a congregation, he took the opportunity and preached Christ to them. Hallelujah. Did you notice that? When Peter saw there was an opportunity, there was a congregation, he preached Christ to them. Is that what you do in your life? Or are you getting excited about other things? Always, when you get an opportunity, preach Christ. Hallelujah. Pastor says, in the fourth chapter, Peter made a statement, the profundity of which is of staggering proportions. He said in Acts chapter 4 verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Hallelujah. Here Peter was referring to the name Jesus. Some have asked, what's so special about that name Jesus? Oh, hallelujah. You know, take time to meditate on that scripture, Acts chapter 4 verse 12. There is no other name under heaven among men. Hallelujah. Whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is the only name by which man can receive eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Pastor is asking the question, what's so special about that name Jesus? There are people who have it as their first or last name today. It's not how a name is spelled or pronounced that matters. There may be 1,001 other people bearing the same name as the president of your country, but only one of them has the power and the authority over your country at the moment. Hallelujah. You see, so many people in your country can have the same name as your president or prime minister. That doesn't mean that everyone has the same authority. Only one person who is appointed to that office has the authority at one moment. Hallelujah. Pastor says in some parts of the world, as in South America, there are some people called Jesus. So the point isn't how it is spelled or sound or the sound of the name. It's about the authority of the one bearing the name. Hallelujah. You can't separate a man from his name. The name identifies the man. And whatever authority that's given to the man is vested in the name. Hallelujah. Pastor says the name identifies the man. And whatever authority that's given to the man is vested in the name. Hallelujah. In the case of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all authority in heaven, all authority in the earth, and all authority under the earth is given unto him. So when you say, I come in the name of Jesus, or when you affirm anything in his name, you're invoking his authority. Did you understand that? Pastor is saying, for example, if you say in the name of Jesus, this particular thing is working in my favor. Pastor is saying, the moment you say that, you're invoking his authority. That means you're saying that with all the power in heaven, all the power in earth and under the earth, I declare this thing is working in my favor. That means nothing in heaven, hallelujah, nothing in earth or nothing under the earth can stop. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. What a privilege. What an honor. What a grace to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Pastor says that's the only name in whom all of God's power is vested. That name has power and it will unlock every door. Are you looking for a job today? Use the name of Jesus and declare that in the name of Jesus, I'm getting that job opportunity. You can name it. You can even say in the name of Jesus, I'm getting a pay rise. And believe that the name of Jesus, Pastor is saying, all of God's power, all of God's power is in that name. Pastor is reminding us the name has power. The name of Jesus has power. And it will unlock every door. It will destroy every sickness and cause you to walk in unending glory and victories. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Did you hear that? The name of Jesus will cause you to walk in unending glory and victories. Even if you are in a hopeless situation, call on the name of Jesus and declare what you want to see, and it will happen. Because the name of Jesus bears all authority, has all authority in heaven, in earth, and under the earth. Hallelujah. Pastor says, the one whose crippled may not be able to walk in his own name, or in the name of the president of his country, but in the name of Jesus, even maimed limbs are restored. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You see, even if a person doesn't have a particular part in their body, in the name of Jesus, that particular part of the body can be restored, can be even created. Because in the name of Jesus, there is power, and all the power of God is in that one name. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Pastor says, even now, receive strength into you in the name of Jesus. If you have been sick or afflicted, be made whole, be healed in Jesus' name. Right away, rejoice and thank Him for healing you and act accordingly. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Hallelujah. Do you see that? Colossians chapter 3 verse 17. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Pastor says, learn to live in and use His name. Live in His name. Use His name every day. That name ends failure. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That name ends poverty. The name of Jesus ends sickness. The name of Jesus ends lack and darkness once and for all. Hallelujah. Oh, what a gospel. What a gospel. The name of Jesus ends every trouble, every failure, poverty, sickness, lack and darkness once and for all. Blessed be His name forever. Blessed be His name forever. Hallelujah. You can take this prayer after me and repeat these words. Dear Father, I'm confident to use the name of Jesus and live every day in and by the power of His name. I speak in the name of Jesus, knowing that my words carry the same power and authority as though Jesus Himself were the one speaking. I make demands right now and declare that all things are brought into subjection unto me. I am victorious. I am triumphant, and I am successful in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can read these scriptures as part of your further study. John chapter 14 verses 13 to 14 and Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 19. God bless you.
And if you've listened to this article, but you have not accepted the Lord Jesus into your heart. But you see, when you accept the Lord Jesus today, your life will never be the same. Glory to God. You'll be a brand new man as Jesus by His Spirit comes to dwell in you. He'll begin to align you according to His word. You'll begin to enjoy this life. Hallelujah. Would you accept what He's done for you today? And say this simple word of prayer with me, meaning every word from the bottom of your heart. Just say, oh Lord God, I believe in your Son Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who I believe died for me, who I believe you raised from the dead for me. I accept Him today as the Lord of my life from this day forward. I receive eternal life through him and in his name. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Congratulations if you said that word of prayer. This means that you now belong to the family of God. Let us know so we can send you useful materials that can help you as you grow in the Lord. You can find our email address in any of our podcast notes. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for listening today. Don't forget to comment, like, and share this podcast with your loved ones. Till next time, keep speaking forth faith-filled words to change your world forever. Amen. God bless you.